listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Melanie Wagner, and this is episode number 681. We're talking today about I want to move to Spain and be a drunk bartender. This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai or don't. We don't really care. Okay, let's get to it. Moving to Madrid from NYC, as a bartender, use of the site constitutes acceptance of our user agreement and privacy policy. Reddit and the alien logo are registered trademarks of Reddit Inc. Spaniards are marathon drinkers with a fairly deeply ingrained schedule of how a day of drinking should go. Once the sun goes down or a bit before, most people will switch to Cubatas to start the evening's partying. The site uses functional cookies and external scripts to improve your experience. I had quite a bit of bartending experience back in the UK. I got my first bartending job at university and worked in various bars to save money for travel. It's one of those jobs that's easy to get and easy to quit. The bartenders make the steadier money and get tips, so that's the job you really want. Flyers sometimes get paid based on how many people they bring into the bar, but other bars pay €5 per hour. I hate Spain. Why I hate living in Spain and I'm leaving. Don't even think of moving to Spain if you have no money. It is not the cheap place to live that it used to be. The cost of living in Spain continues to match UK levels. We give you all the pitfalls, pros and cons of living in different areas of Spain. Raúl's is one of around 280,000 bars throughout Spain. That's one for every 165 people, the highest ratio in the European Union, but Spain's figures also show that 31% of the population says it never drinks. Around 35% of Spaniards aged between 15 and 29 have been on a binge in the last month, according to a survey in the 2015 National Drugs Plan. This was I Want to Move to Spain and Be a Drunk Bartender, by the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, and this was episode number 681. My name is Melanie Wagner, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.